Joined on the line by Cork City defender Alan Bennett. And Alan, I suppose a massively exciting week ahead for the club.
Yeah, a start of an exciting couple of weeks, hopefully, Rory. You know, build up will start now today and tomorrow, and we start doing our prep work for the game Thursday and getting to know the opposition. And so it was an exciting time, Europe, and we're all looking forward to it here.
What was your reaction when you found out that it would be Reykjavik that you're playing?
We didn't really know much about them, you know. So personally, I haven't been there. I missed the last trip to Iceland. I missed that last time Cork City went. So personally, it's somewhere new for me to see and new to play. So that was exciting. But in terms of opposition, we'll start to do all our work in the next couple of days now and start to get a better picture of them. But just excitement, Rory. You know, the build up to the draw and where we were going and how it was going to work out and stuff. That was just excitement, and it's building up now, and it's great for the club and it's great for football in Cork, you know.
And it's been so long since the club has been in Europe as well that this makes Thursday an even bigger occasion.
Yeah, it's something that I suppose when I was last at the club was a regular thing, season, you know. So we kind of were a bit spoiled. We didn't really know it at the time, but it's something that Cork City should always be in my opinion, Rory. You know, like it should be a regular summer thing. Like it should be like the marquee or GAA championship, you know, Cork City in Europe. Mm-hmm. It should just be like that. So it's down to us as a group of players now to guarantee that for next year and to enjoy it and hopefully make it through a couple of rounds this year.
I'd imagine it's been kind of hard, I suppose, to find out much about Reykjavik, is it?
Yeah, we have. The club have their ways and means, I suppose, of finding out things. That I suppose it is maybe a bonus that way that they're in season as well. So we built it. There was games played between the draw and Thursday, you know. So I'm sure John and his staff will do their best to try and find out as much as they can, and we've done analysis on all our games. So I don't see this one being any different, you know.
Or would you rather have played away in the first leg and know what you have to do in the home leg second, or are you glad that you're playing at home first?
I don't think it bothers me too much, you know. I just know that there'll be an absolutely massive crowd on Thursday night, European football back in Cork. People come down, it's kind of it's a bit of a clan mentality, you know, when someone from a different country comes in and we all get together in Cork, and we want to show them hospitality, of course, first. But then, you know, that we're a strong, passionate, sporting city, and you know, we'll give them a good welcome on the pitch, and it's great, you know. It's something that I'm really looking forward to, and then we'll see where we are then for the away leg, and I'm sure there'll be a good travelling support. They always find their way there somehow. And that'll be incredible then as well.
Now, you've been involved in some magnificent European nights with Cork City. Which one stands out as your favourite when you look back on them?
I think when we went to Nijmegen, you know, it was really special. But all week I've been listening to Liam Kearney talking about Malmo away, so I can't really get that one out of my head. And he's showing me all sorts of clips of his goals and stuff. So that was obviously a great night as well. As I said earlier, we didn't really kind of know what we had, you know. We were kind of spoiled in terms of European football, and that's the minimum requirement, I think, now for this club going forward.
Yeah, you're one of the experienced campaigners, I suppose, in the squad with plenty of European experience, but there are also plenty of other members, Liam Kearney, as you mentioned, Dan Murray, Mark McNulty, then you've got the likes of Colin Healy and Liam Miller as well, so there's plenty of experience, European experience in that side.
Absolutely, and you mentioned Mark McNulty there, and I think he's kind of coming to the level that Mick Devine was at when we played in Europe, you know. He kind of single-handedly probably got us through a few games there, you know, because it's those kind of games in Europe where you have to be a bit more tactical and a bit more defensive, so you sit in a bit more and you kind of rely maybe a bit more on a keeper. And from what I've seen from Null so far this season, that he is reaching the levels that Mick was at when he was at his peak, you know. So yeah, and with the other lads as well, that all have had European experiences outside of this club and with this club. Like, as you said, with Liam Miller outside of this club, and and Dan Murray, who's, I think, up there with the top goal scorer in Europe for Cork City. So there's experience there, and we'll approach it that way, and the young lads will take them with us, and we'll get together with the supporters, and we'll give them a real good welcome on Thursday.
And you go into the game as well in good form with a really vital win against Derry City on Friday.
Yeah, speaking of European travel, that felt like a right trek. I was jet lagged there for 2 days, the last 2 days after it, but I'd forgotten how long that journey was. But now, listen, going to Derry, any team in Derry is always a difficult day. It's a difficult game. Strange enough, it's a place that I love playing because of the Derry people, and it's quite similar to Cork, but it's always a tough place to get a result. And we kind of said at half time that if we kept going, that our quality would come through. And with Billy, showed a bit of class, and sliding Sheps through, and Sheps had the quality to finish, and then Finney comes up with winning the penalty for us. So we just had the players. We knew we had the players with the quality to be able to get something, and luckily it turned out that way.
Alan, what would represent a good result on Thursday night?
A clean sheet, Rory, anyway, and a goal, I suppose, for us. You know, that would be nice. I think being just cautious, just make sure the tie is still alive going over there. But I think we're going to go out and attack them, you know, because that's what we have to do, and that's what we will do. And hopefully, as I said, that those bits of quality, hopefully they'll come out on Thursday, and we'll get a good positive result.
And as we mentioned, European nights at Turner's Cross are always something special, and the fans will have a huge part to play on Thursday night.
Without a doubt, Rory, you know. That's probably, when we spoke about memories earlier, it's definitely the fans and how they got involved and just turned it up another level, you know. When a foreign team comes in to the city, you know, and said, give them a good welcome when they come, and nice and hospitable, but then when it comes to match time, it's different, you know, and that's when we'll do the business, hopefully, on Thursday.
Excellent, and well, best luck Thursday night against Reykjavik.
Top man, thanks, Rory.